From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are locked and loaded. First live transmission of 2011. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. It is the abbreviated Sunday transmission. Now I'm doing the show for over 3 years from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, we've now been on the air off and on for more than 15 years. Hard to believe, since 1995. And I've been doing radio Monday through Friday since 1998. So going into our 13th year now of that, of course, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this will be the year that we launch our daily news TV show and our weekly highly produced TV show. 2011, Lord willing, hopefully early in 2011, will be the year that we launch that as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. It'll seem like 5 minutes from now we'll be announcing it is the first day of 2012. Thank you for joining us. But here we are. Have the stacks all here in front of me. Big Sis photocopies credit cards, confiscates Christmas calendars. And we have the video of Homeland Security admitting that they now will randomly take your not just your ID and your passport, but your credit cards and photocopy those as well. This on the heels of them grabbing people's cell phones and downloading everything on them. Laptops, no judge, no jury, no warrant. Total goon force. I did some searching and did confirm that Homeland Security is now digging through general mail domestically and internationally. My mother, 3-4 weeks ago, went on a trip to Europe with one of her friends. And while she was over in Europe, I guess for Christmas, they mailed back a advent calendar, a Christmas calendar, where every day of Christmas has a piece of chocolate in it. And my mother's friend, Homeland Security, got very, very upset, sent him a letter and said, you're not allowed to do that. It could be terrorism. Chocolate is very evil. So they know if they can set the precedent to just do outrageous things, they can do anything. Stick their hands down your pants. What's coming next? Well, it will be DNA databasing. And that's already on the books as an executive order, so we're going to be breaking that down today. We learned in the 9th of December last year, 2010, last year now, takes some getting used to that, that the film Machete was denied tax breaks in the state of Texas. The race war Mexican supremacist film by Robert Rodriguez here in Austin. And since then, there's been some aftermath of that. And the star, Machete, Danny Trejo, making comments about, jokingly about wanting to kill the Texas Film Commission. We hope it's a joke. That's in the Hollywood Reporter. And I wanted to discuss this a little bit in a little bit more detail coming up as well. And also get into some of the new laws going into play in different states and federally and internationally in 2011. And I also want to open the phones up throughout the 2 hours, specifically with really what we covered Friday. I thought it was interesting and was sad that the show ended when I did an extra hour. We had 4 hours on Friday. What do you think some of the most important developments were, not just stories, but developments in 2010, and what are your predictions for 2012, 2011, and what are your resolutions for 2011? 2010 is gone. It's now 2011. Here comes 2012 down the road. Later in the broadcast, I'm going to write a note so I don't forget. Don't let me forget, guys. I will also give you my take on what 2012 is going to bring, and do I put any stock in the whole Mayan calendar and the rest of it. That is all coming up today. We also, again, have some of the announcements of the new Congress set to be going in just a few weeks. So that is all coming up. Glad you joined us for the first live transmission of 2011. Not 2010, not 2012. I got to get that straight. 2011. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This is it, our inaugural maiden voyage in 2011. It is the second day of January 2011. That's going to take some getting used to. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and we're going to open the phones up with what you think was the most important developments in 2010, what your predictions are for 2011, what your personal, societal, or political, or even personal resolutions are in this new year. And folks can say, well, it's just a date on a calendar, an arbitrary Gregorian calendar. 2011 years since the death of Christ, or the Common Era, as the historians now call it. But these are the signposts. These are the markers in our lives. And I have this vivid memory of being 4 years old, sitting there in Dallas, Texas, on San Fernando Way, on that little quiet street, sitting there on the counter while my mother was mixing up a cake. And her being so young, and I was looking up at her, and she waiting for her to give me some of the cake batter when she was done, as she was sitting there blending it and mixing it, and her looking at me smiling with red lipstick on. I just have this image in my mind and saying, what's it going to be like in the year 2000, 2001, the new millennium, Alex? You're going to be big. You're going to be 26 years old. And now, the year 2000, the year 2001, the real start of the new millennia, is old news. Why, it's the past. And I know we've all had those similar experiences, but life is so short, and we're only here once, and life is a test, and it's about leaving the world a better place than when we first got here. And it's about caring about our species and our society and standing up for justice and the family and private property, those things that are the true engines of a happy, free society, the true engines of everything that is good. And the exciting news, as I said Friday, and I'll state it again here live on our first broadcast of 2011, I've been fighting the globalists for now 16 years, and I can tell you with pure confidence, and Ron Paul agrees, Lou Rockwell agrees, Judge Andrew Napolitano agrees, many other political analysts who have true gravitas and, you know, a handle on societal developments. We all agree 2010 was the big year of awakening, political awakening. Hardly anybody laughs at you now when you talk about corruption and world government and the fact that this country is going in the wrong direction. And now, because the majority of people will at least admit there's a problem, we can set about trying to fix that problem. We can set about now trying to reverse the global social engineering, the corporate fascism that uses socialism at the grassroots to make us domesticated and dependent on the mega corporations that are waging war against the true free market through the Republican and Democratic parties, through Labor and the Tories in England, and through all the other major political parties of the planet. That's why we see total continuity of agenda, the same land grabbing programs, the same environmental programs, the same police state programs. It's a continuity of agenda worldwide, and the population of this planet is waking up big time to that. So 2010 was the year of big time awakening, but at the same time, it was also a lot of that awakening happened because the globalists came right out in the open and announced world government, announced that they were planning to devalue the dollar, announced that the police state was here to stay, and announced so many truly horrible things that it shook a lot of people that were in kind of mind-numb zombie dazes out of that mesmerized, daydreaming morass that so many had been in. Let me just do this. Let me just give you the toll-free number to join us on air today. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and we'll get you up and on the air. first-time callers, long-time callers, doesn't matter. But specifically, I hope that you would. That's a wide field of topics there. We don't screen your calls, but I mean, I could tell you I will get a bit irritated if you call up and ask me about Easter bunnies or something. I mean, I really want to talk about all the serious things that happened last year and take stock of that and where we see this society going in the new year, namely the Republicans. Are they going to reverse that government takeover of healthcare? With the government now announcing, even the New York Times, that, hey, death panels are real and they're good. People always say, well, why are you covering mainstream media if they lie? They only lie part of the time. Most of the time, they tell you that breaking up families is good and having abortions is great. They have a new show on MTV about how fun and stylish it is. Why, it's like getting a new hairstyle. Everybody's got to get one. You know, how great warrantless checkpoints are with police taking your blood. I mean, you know, 9 times out of 10, the media tells the truth. They just put a spin on it of how great tyranny is, how great it is to have open borders with the lawlessness in Mexico collapsing into the U.S., how great it is to have sodium fluoride in your water when all the big studies admit it massively increases cancer. You know, that's my perspective on it. If people think NAFTA and GATT have been great, if people think globalism has been wonderful, then more power to you. But again, the number 888-201-2244, if you missed it, and we will open the phone system up and take your phone calls coming up at the bottom of the hour. Okay, let me just read through some of the headlines here, too, that we'll be going into more detail as the hours elapse here. Big Sis photocopies credit cards. It's on video, Homeland Security, Rent-A-Cops, the TSA are now copying your credit cards, downloading the contents of your laptop, demanding the code key to your cell phone, and they're slurping it all down onto their computers. No judge, no jury, no laws to allow them to do this. It's just all naked abuse of power and these little reservations they've carved out for themselves to engage in lawlessness to set the precedent. And that's a Paul Joseph Watson article out Sunday, January 2nd. And we have links to the mainstream articles admitting they just download your laptops with no warrant. They just photocopy your credit cards. We have videos of flyers pulling out their own camera and videotaping. Why are you copying my credit cards? And they just say, we'll do what we want. That's the way it is. We're going to be breaking that down. And something big that ties into this that my mother witnessed with her good friend of many years, Catherine, tried to mail back a holiday calendar from Germany, one of the advent calendars that has little windows for kids with the chocolate candy inside. And Homeland Security sent her a letter and said, no, you will not be getting that. We've confiscated it. And they went on to describe, because some of the hundreds of calendars put out by this company have little toys, little wooden toys in the windows, and those might make a child choke. So again, it's all in the name of protecting the children. It has nothing to do with that. It's about seizing control of the infrastructure and architecture of this society. I thought TSA and Homeland Security was fighting Al-Qaeda. Oh, now we have the AP headline. Fox News is well reported on it. $15 million fines for garage sales. Don't believe me. Just search that term. You'll get mainstream news. And they say, oh, there's tens of thousands of recalled toys. And if they catch you in your garage sale or your gun show or your flea market selling one, $15 million fine, jail time, when no one even knows what toys have been recalled. And where is the federal jurisdiction? But then meanwhile, all these Chinese toys with lead and mercury in them, those are fine. Shots for kids with mercury and all these other chemicals, that's fine. The drug insert admits it's causing tenfold increase in seizures in children, just the flu shots alone. But that doesn't matter. No. The feds have to take control of all commerce, read all your mail, tear through everything you're doing, because they want to take care of you. They want to keep you safe. When we come back, this is the year where California completely outlaws the incandescent light bulbs, that pleasing light that mirrors the light of a fire or a candle, that great Thomas Edison invention. You must use mercury-filled, deadly, headache-causing, toxic light bulbs. Oh, and guess what? The government's announced they can get data down the power lines and surveil you in your house with the light bulbs.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're back live, and I'm going to go ahead and go to your calls early in this hour because you know I can talk for 2-3 hours and never get to your calls. And then I'm going to news blitz coming up at the start of the next hour, and then we'll continue with calls. But I want to hear from folks here on our first live show of 2011. Man, that's going to take some getting used to. But you did hear me right, and I'll cover this more later. Fluorescent bulbs to be the only bulbs sold next year. And this is nationally, starting in 2012. They're going to be phased out and completely banned by 2014. And guess what? Europe's banning them. Australia's already banned them. This is all under UN agreements. And what is in the Food Safety Act? What's been added to the bill that's passed the House? It says in the Senate version that's now passed the House. We read this on air with Mike Adams, the health ranger, earlier this week, showed you the bill. In the Food Safety Act, written by big agribusiness, openly to shut down small farms and ranches, it says to comply with the United Nations Agreement, Codex Alimentarius, which actually bans over-the-counter sale of vitamin C, vitamin B, and things like that. Just total control. Well, what do you think big industry does? They come lobby to make you buy their vaccines. They come and lobby to shut down their competition, small farms and ranches. This is called vertical integration. And you heard me right when I said use the light bulbs to spy on you. Ceiling lights in Minnesota send code and internet data, Associated Press, December 27th. And I covered this a little bit last week, but since then, I wanted to check if my memory served, because you'll hear me cover a news article, and then I'll add some things on top of it from past research, and I was indeed correct. And when I first saw this going back about 13 years ago, I didn't believe it. Then 10 years ago, when the National Ham Radio Association out of Dallas, we had their director on. They complained about it. We had them on. Then I had other engineers on, and it's actually true. Yes, we're living in 2011, and it is Buck Rogers, but most of the Buck Rogers stuff is being used for bad. I love technology, but this is being used for bad. Ceiling lights in Minnesota send code to internet data. Now, I see a story like that. I said I'd cover this later. I'll just cover the light bulb stuff now and then get to your calls, and then the economy and the TSA and a bunch of other information. North Korea warns war would bring nuclear holocaust. That's coming up next hour. Machete, the race war, Mexican supremacist film has been denied. State of Texas tax incentives, which I actually don't like. And Rodriguez got more publicity out of us attacking it than he loses with the $1.7 million tax incentive he's lost. But I was against the tax incentive because they've been denying other films, like films about Waco, because the state said that it was critical of the Texas government. Well, how can you deny that film funding in Texas and other films, but then not deny Rodriguez? I said, change the law where they do get the tax incentives, but where government can't control what you say and do. I don't like the discrimination and that it's unfair. But I'm going to talk more about that coming up the next hour. And Rodriguez and Danny Trejo and others have been attacking yours truly, and I don't like it. And I'm going to stand up for myself here and go over that coming up in the next hour. I might spend a segment on it or so. I don't have a lot of time to cover that. But, I mean, come on. My issue with those guys is they got caught lying about what was in the film. We got the script, and they told the Austin American-Statesman that I didn't have the script. The producer of the film said that when we did have the script and the film came out and it was what we said was in it. I got the script from insiders there who were Hispanic and were upset about the film. I mean, this is a film creating just, well, I'm going to cover it later. The problem is I start getting into one issue and then I start segueing off into it. That's coming up in the next hour as well. State offices face letter campaign over machete incentives. And I love this one line out of the Statesman where they do get it right. In early May, Jones expressed outrage over a trailer for the movie that Rodriguez released on the internet. The trailer, which came out just after the passage of the new immigration law in Arizona, featured one of the stars, Danny Trejo, saying that he had a special Cinco de Mayo message to Arizona. He then proceeded to use a variety of weapons against Americans. You mean against white people with cowboy hats. And the message is, you know, you're wearing a cowboy hat, you're a racist, you deserve to die. I mean, in this movie, the whites are literally crucifying Hispanics, murdering pregnant Hispanic women, and they all deserve to die. Hitler put out movies about how groups like communists and others deserve to die. And so the Germans felt good about killing them. I'm not going to stand here and watch Birth of a Nation, quote, Mexican style, and just roll over in some political correctness. I'm done. I protested the Ku Klux Klan, and I protested Robert Rodriguez. And I happen to know years ago, because I've been in a few movies here in Austin, really never asked, but was honored to be in some of them, Waking Life and Scanner Darkly and others, Rick Linklater films, that got a chance to meet Keanu Reeves and Woody Harrelson and so many others, Winona Ryder. The list goes on. But, you know, I've been told by directors and other people, like, hey, you woke up Bruce Willis. We gave him your films, and now he knows about the New World Order. And then, sure enough, he tells Vanity Fair that, you know, 6 months later. But I hear other stuff. And going back years ago, I have people on sets, you know, other movie people go, yeah, I gave your films to Robert Rodriguez. And he said, I don't want to see those because Alex is against the La Reconquista. Alex is against open borders. Well, Mexico is completely imploding. There have been 28,000 deaths. It's a hellhole. And yes, it's lost wars with the U.S. And yes, Mexico's nationalistic. And yes, Mexico is angry. And it is a very popular thing in the culture now. And Hollywood pushes it because they want to break down this country to try to make Hispanic Americans hate this country. And the United States isn't perfect, don't get me wrong, but I'll take the United States and the private property and the Second Amendment over what goes on in Mexico, where you criticize the government, they come and shoot you in the street. Or you criticize corrupt drug lords, they come and kill you. It's a culture of intimidation and threats. And they put out a political trailer with real scenes from the movie showing state senators in cowboy hats in front of the Texas Capitol being shot by snipers because they're white. And then Danny Trejo says, I got a message to Arizona in the ad. And then Rodriguez comes out and says, that stuff isn't in the movie when it was. And now Trejo told the Hollywood Reporter repeatedly, you know, maybe machete ought to come kill Texas. Maybe machete ought to come kill the Texas Film Commission. Are we going to turn into Mexico? Where you criticize somebody and somebody comes and kills you? Is that what this is all about? Huh? I mean, why don't you live in Mexico, Robert Rodriguez? Because you'd be shaken down. You'd be robbed by the drug cartels overnight. And you know that. You're too scared to go down and live in Mexico, but you think it's a superior culture to this republic. And you try to intimidate good Hispanic Americans to join your race cult. I know all about it. Okay? I don't like the white supremacists, and I don't like the Mexican supremacists. But the thing is, the Mexican supremacists dance around out in the open and think that, you know, and all these cowardly, cowed gringos lick boots and bow down and get off on all of it. And not me. Not me. I'm calling you out, okay? What you gonna do? Come after me, Trejo? I'm right here.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride.
You see, I live in the real world. I went to the gym today and heard all these grown men, like a bunch of mother hens, talking about sports icons and what great men they were and what great athletes they were. And you can't blame them. From being small children, they were raised up to only have icons that didn't matter. And that's why they don't value liberty and freedom. They value being like little kids, obsessing over other people. I live in the real world. I deal with real issues. I went on air 2 months before 9/11 and said they're going to blow the World Trade Center up, call the White House and tell them don't do it. They're going to blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. I get sent the secret federal documents where they admit Homeland Security set up for gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, and that the government that's illegitimate is preparing for war with the American people after they steal everybody's pension funds and bank accounts and devalue the dollar. That's what matters. I've gone up against the TSA and put it on the front burner nationwide as a revolt. And so you better believe when I get contacted by members of a film crew who are Hispanic and who are smart and who understand what a racist film that is, full of stereotypes on both sides, that it was going to generate enmity and division, you better believe I covered it. And then to see Rodriguez and others go in the press and say nothing that was in that trailer was in the film, and then I had the script and knew he was lying, and then to see them in the newspaper saying that I didn't have the script, and then to go to the movie theater and it was the script word for word, that's outrageous. I mean, if you're going to make A Birth of the Nation, that was the famous Ku Klux Klan, pro-Ku Klux Klan film. If you're going to make one of those from a Hispanic perspective, if you're going to be a Hispanic supremacist, then be proud about it. Like the Brown Berets, I can play clips of right here, saying whites are the devil and whites need to all be killed. Or Reverend Wright up there saying whites are the devil. Or Black Panthers I've played here saying kill all the white women, kill all the white children. I mean, if you're going to get into that type of garbage, then go all the way. Don't sneak around and say it's comedy or it's satire when everybody knows it isn't. I know what your political beliefs are. I live here in this town. Don't sit there and say that you're in fantasy world when you're not in fantasy world. When you're in the real world, in a real arena, against real adversaries. I read the SPP, North American Union documents, how they're going to use racial division to bring in the world government, how they're going to use the flu, how they're going to use the border implosion to do it. I want freedom for Mexico. I want freedom for my country. I want to live in peace with everybody. But I know the Ford Foundation and the big social engineers, and this came out in several congressional commissions back in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, the church committees and others, that the Carnegie Endowment and others said they would create racial division in this country in the name of diversity to get everybody at each other's throats through divide and conquer so we don't come together against the new world order. By 2045, more than half this country is going to be Hispanic. And if the globalists can teach Hispanics to be anti-America and to hate this republic, they're going to be able to win. But if we, the people, no matter what color you are, can wake up everybody, including Hispanics, to the global crime syndicate, we can have a free society together. We can all own guns and own property and have low taxes and control our own destiny. But you look at Hollywood, all they do is push destructive stuff to the culture, to the family. Everything they sell is death. You're never going to hear a liberal black leader talk about how, and I was corrected, I've been saying 51% of blacks have been aborted since Roe v. Wade 1973. I'm sorry, it was 52%. 52% of black people are not born in this country. They're murdered in the womb. That number is climbing to upwards of 30% of Hispanics. The globalists are upset. They're only killing about 18% of whites. Now, all these fake white leaders, black leaders, Hispanic leaders, and the left and the right, they'll never talk about issues like that. I don't want Hispanic babies dead. I want them to have freedom and 1776 beating in their heart. Not a bunch of Ford Foundation, racial division, trash that Robert Rodriguez is putting out. Now, he's got his First Amendment to put movies like that out. And I said that, and I told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and the Austin American Statesman and Fox News and all of them when they called to quote me that I'm saying that they've denied funding to mildly political films in Texas, and the state of Texas, if it's going to have tax incentives, which I'm all for, I'm always for lower taxes, that it should be no strings attached. I've never tried to go get the tax incentives because I looked at the way it's set up. You got to go to this little board, and they decide, and I would never get them. But Rodriguez can put out one of the most radical, hate-filled, race-baiting films I've ever seen, and he was going to get the funding. It was approved. We called the governor's office. Then they lied and said it hadn't been approved. Now it came out in the Statesman through FOIA requests that they'd been told they were getting funding. That's why Danny Trejo, the star of the film, is now in the news. He is now in the Austin American Statesman. He is now in the Hollywood Reporter. Here's the headline: Machete's Danny Trejo knocks Texas Film Commission funding decision. He says it's going back on your word, and that's not Texan. Well, in your movie, Texans are all racist devils that have to be mass murdered in a helter-skelter Charlie Manson race war, Trejo. They have, the bad guys talk about how their great-great-granddaddy was at the Alamo. So don't act like you got some respect for Texas. You don't have any respect for those men at the Alamo, a third of them that were Hispanic. You don't even know about the Alamo, Mr. Trejo, so shut up! It's going back on your word, and that's not Texan, Trejo tells the Hollywood Reporter. I'm kind of hurt. You're kind of hurt that we called you on your race war film, where in the script they have you worship as God at the end, the only part of it that was cut out? Rather than the film being negative to Texas, Trejo feels strongly the funding reversal goes against the Texas way of life. I think the way the Texas Film Commission did this puts Texas in a bad light, says Trejo. All the folks at the Alamo would be pretty mad right now. Really? They'd be pretty mad right now. Yeah, I bet they would, when your film attacks the people at the Alamo as a bunch of racist scum. It might be Machete kills the Texas Film Commission. And I've got him in other newspapers talking about coming to Texas as Machete. By the way, the Film Commission is a puppet of Rick Perry. The Film Commission had to resign a few months ago. Actually, December 1st. He had to resign a month ago. Rick Perry's getting ready to run for president. You think he's going to have his name attached to this? By the way, I don't think Rick Perry has any business involved with your film. But I simply told the Statesman, and I told the Film Commission, and it was printed all over the country, I listed the films that they've cut funding for. They didn't get their tax incentives. A film about Waco and others. And I said, if you take their incentives and not this incentive, you can never take anybody else's incentive. And I said, that's fine with me, because I don't want you to have the moral authority to be able to waddle in there and censor people. I'm all for tax cuts. By the way, I say in the next legislative session that they reverse that law and give the $1.7 million to Robert Rodriguez. Maybe he can move down to war-torn Mexico, where the criminal elite down there rule over their people. Hey, Trejo and Rodriguez, why don't you make a movie about the racism in Mexico, and how, if you watch the Mexican Congress on... C-SPAN, when they have it on sometimes, they look whiter than people in Alabama. They look whiter than a Ku Klux Klan rally. I was recently on vacation, and where I was on vacation was about half the people there were rich Mexicans. And I thought I was looking at 6'5" people from the Netherlands or something, or Scandinavians. You know, I don't call you cockroaches like the rich Mexicans that got their foot on your neck do. I'm not like Margaret Sanger, the fake liberal, saying we got to hire black leaders so we can kill these weeds. Now, I'm not here trying to have division. I want to be friends with everybody. But I'm not going to sit here and watch your trashy film implying all whites are racist and take it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah, from the front lines of the information war. All right, look, I'll get into the light bulbs and the federal reports that are on the books where they have data transmission down power lines, where all of the appliances are now having chips put in them to spy on you with audio, video, you name it, inside your house. You cannot make this up. You've all heard about smart meters in California and Texas where the government can then turn off your thermostat or decide what temp your house can be. And then they promised, oh, we're not going to do that. Now California says, yes, we will control your thermostat. Here's the headline: ceiling lights in Minnesota send coded internet data. Wait till I get into this later in the next hour. But that's what I'm frustrated about. I have all the government documents, and we have scientists on air that they're putting hundreds of toxic poisons in the water to reduce fertility and to brain damage people, and I'm busy having to deal with race war movies. I know that the so-called liberals, not on the street, they're well-meaning, but at the highest levels, the Ford Foundation, people like Margaret Sanger, the Rockefellers, said they would pose as liberals, would stir up racial division so they'd get people's trust as the ones stirring it up. So when you're busy hating the white guy or the Mexican or whoever that lives down the street or the guy from China or the guy from Germany or whatever, or the Brit or whoever, while you're busy hating somebody because of their religion or their color or whatever, the big government's the referee over it all, and they're a bunch of eugenicists that want you dead. Why didn't Robert Rodriguez make a movie about, hey, Hispanics, don't go out and abort all your babies? I don't want you to die. I want you to live. I love you. I don't dislike you because of what color your skin is. I don't like it that you're being filled full of racism for me, and I'm supposed to sit here and take it. I'm 36 years old. I hadn't done jack squat to anybody. The only racism I've ever experienced in my life is from people that aren't white coming after me because I'm white. And do I sit there and then hate everybody who's a different color than me because certain groups, certain people in those groups have attacked me? No. But I'm not going to lay down here with a bunch of self-righteous people lecturing me about how I'm bad. See, it's all a political intimidation. Just to make everybody guilty, guilty for the earth, pay more taxes, has nothing to do with saving the earth. Oh, guilty about race. Oh, you're not for the health care? You don't like black people. Remember, that was the talking point on CNN, MSNBC? What does that have to do with it? Just non sequitur in the middle of nowhere, whether it was Carlos Watson or the hardball guy or the other host on CNN, all of them, this is really racism is why they don't want the government health care. Really, we read the subsections about death panels. Now it's admitted that they are in there and that they are going to cut people's care who are older. They're like, be quiet, racist. Racist, you throw that out there because you're worse than just a run-of-the-mill racist. You're a race baiter. You're a master racist who uses it. And that's why I'm frustrated. And I don't like being talked to like an idiot by Rodriguez and people saying, you don't have the script. You know none of what's in the trailers in the movie, and it was a lie. I'm tired of government. I'm tired of media treating me like I'm stupid. I'm not stupid. And the American people aren't stupid, and they're waking up. All right, I said I'd take a lot of calls here in the new year, and I promise when we come back next hour, I'm taking nothing but calls. I won't even get to all this news then. Paul, Peter, Jason, Jera, Nick, Manny, Laura, Bob, Andrew, Tim, Henry, Garfield. We could take unlimited calls. The phone system can take 500 calls at once. Oh, help me. 888-201-2244. I appreciate you holding. I just want to live in peace. And they make these race war films so if you're Hispanic, you don't feel comfortable around whites. So if you're white, you don't feel comfortable around Hispanics. And everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Meanwhile, we're all fighting with each other. I mean, have you seen how the blacks and Hispanics are killing each other? It's even worse. See, the media convinces people that racism only comes from white people. It isn't what you call racism. It's tribalism. You ever seen the Star Trek episode where, you know, the overlords are white on one side of their face and black on the other, and on the other it's the opposite? They're genetically identical except for that, but one group's suppressed and the others aren't. There's always groups that will use division to get control. I'm fighting with the big international megabanks. I want my free market. I want my private property. I want my self-dignity. I want my Second Amendment. So I don't have to live in fear. It's a mark of a free man that I got a .357 Magnum right here. It's a mark of a free man that I got semi-auto 7mm Magnum rifles. It's a mark of a free man that if I want a Barrett semi-autic 50 cal, I got one. It's mine. I'm free. I'm not domesticated. I didn't have my huevos hacked off. It's not even that I have courage. It's when people get in my face, I get right back at it. And I'm not running anymore. I'm not backing down anymore. I got the TSA here sticking their hands down people's pants. Now they're confiscating and photocopying people's credit cards. Listen, though, I mentioned this light bulb business. If they can ban whatever toilets they want globally, if they can ban tobacco wherever they want globally. First, where you can smoke it, later totally ban it. If they can have federal inspections of your house, that's on the books now, passed the House, never passed the Senate. If they can ban your light bulb, if they can put sodium fluoride in your water, and now the media announces the government wants to put lithium in from Japan to the United States, both nations have announced it. All that's happening. They set the precedent with things that sound reasonable. Oh, you've got to put this certain type of mercury-filled light bulb in that major studies show gives you a horrible headache, and all of these incandescent that the studies show are soothing to the eye and more of a natural light, you're not allowed to have those. And in Europe, they're actually raiding people's houses that have them now. When you see an Audi commercial about the green police arresting people, that's what they're really getting you ready for. They're now digging through people's trash cans all over the U.S. and cities that have put it in, taking you to jail if you don't recycle properly. They're arresting, 81-year-old women for things like that. It's happening. It's tyranny. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's their excuse to take over society. What would Chris Matthews say to that? Oh, you're a racist. I think I like a blue car, not a green car. Oh, you're a racist. See, any opinion, the political correct people bring out race when it has nothing to do with it. It's a distraction. It's a political football. And meanwhile, they couldn't get the Congress to pass the greenhouse gas takeover. Let me explain something. I'm all against pollution. I live here. I don't want to die. My family lives here. Your family lives here. I've studied the power plants. Texas supplies more power than any other state in the union to surrounding states. Number one power producer in the country. Texas this year said you haven't passed that legislation. If you pass it in the Congress, we'll follow it, even though it's a violation of states' rights. That's what the attorney general said. They couldn't pass the law. Obama announced last week they're going to have the EPA come in. China has no restrictions on their reactors, on their coal power plants. Here, they have digital sniffers up on the top and Cessnas that fly above every day to test the air. There is literally no pollution coming out of those coal powered plants when they're operating under specs, except for carbon dioxide and water vapor. So they've listed that as a toxic waste when it's what plants breathe. And every study shows that it's been much higher in Earth's earlier history, and that it's good for humans, good for plants, because plants then exhale more oxygen that we need. The Earth is carbon dioxide, oxygen starved. And now there's no law backing up the EPA. They just come into Texas and seize control of plants, and they're going to raise the standards and shut down many coal-powered plants. China gets to build 2 to 3 a week. We don't even get 2 or 3 new coal-powered plants a year in the entire United States. We can't compete. And that's globalism. Shut down our nation by any way they can. They tell you what type of light bulbs you can have, what type of toilet. You think any of that's going on in China or India or Mexico? Zero. Zero. It's meant to deindustrialize this country, and it's a huge, out-of-control federal power grab. The Environmental Protection Agency announced Thursday it is taking the unprecedented step of directly issuing air permits to industries in Texas, citing the state's unwillingness to comply with greenhouse gas regulations going into effect January 2nd. You know, when the TSA starts sticking their hands down people's pants, people say, show us the law, and they say, we don't have a law, it's a policy. A sworn peace officer can't do that, but these goons do. These federal goons outside of their jurisdiction. It's the same thing here. They didn't pass the law. There's no congressional law. At least Congress in 2007 passed the law to phase in banning the incandescent light bulbs. There's no law here. These are lawless people. It's illegitimate. And Texas needs to stand up against these globalists in their own statements at the UN saying they want to shut down our industrial capacity. Because then only certain key insiders will be able to operate. They'll move everything that's left to China. This is the mega rich waging war against all the rest of us. They don't want a free market. Just like the legislation they're trying to pass to shut down the family farms and ranches that was publicly written by big agribusiness to shut down their competition. That's the real fight. Second hour straight ahead, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the entirety of the second hour is dedicated to your phone calls. Paul in Ohio, thanks for holding during my ranting. Sorry I got diverted off into the issues of the balkanization. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, New Year greetings to you and your family and the staff. I'm sorry I left out the word happy because I don't think 2011 is exactly going to be happy. Alex, I've been awake for 15 years, and I'm learning more every day thanks to you and your broadcasts. I listen to you every day. There were three things that I consider as top issues. Number one on the list was your expose of the TSA and the body scanners. I mean, this thing went viral all over the nation. And, Alex, I want to tell you, I'm an elected official here in Ohio. And one of my resolutions is to work with our sheriff to keep these things out of our buildings and off our streets. I mean, the sheriff is the top law enforcement officer in our county, and he's got the right and the power to do that. And I'm doubling my efforts to work with our state legislatures to help them learn about the 10th Amendment, because obviously they don't know what it is.
Well, that is the good news. That is the good news. I mean, as you know, but others may not, New Jersey, Colorado, I mean, all over, legislatures are moving. The congressional legislature, the federal legislature is moving, the Congress, towns are moving. The Austin board passed a resolution against it. I mean, the TSA is losing on this, and if they lose on this, they lose on everything, because this is the federal takeover force. It's now admitted.
Absolutely. And, you know, the EPA dictates that our state has to put up with. They don't have the legal backing to do this. They're pushing a stormwater runoff fee on our people, the tune of $3 billion a year that just came through. And, you know, you talk about the smart grid technology. you know, if our legislatures can't take care of it, there are ways that we take care of it. I'm using isolation transformers to block the signals. I'm using neodymium magnets to stop to erase the RFID tags. And banning gardens and small farms, I'm telling the people to put gardens in their yards.
Good.
Do the American thing.
Absolutely. God bless you. Great first call of the new year. Paul hit the nail on the head on so many fronts. And folks, if you think we're joking, read the Food Safety Act. We've read it on air many times, but it's got the subsections where it allows the feds to do anything they want and put any amount of regulation on small farms and ranches. It says you'll have to pay fees and inspections to literally can peaches and feed them to your children. I mean, it's just any preparation of food, you can forget it. Peter in Washington, welcome to the airwaves.
Hello, Alex. I've called with you before. Basically, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Basically, what I want to do is I have an article from the December 17th issue of Forward Magazine. I'm not going to read it, of course, but your Forward newspaper, but your people should look it up. The headline is, it's on media czar Julius Genachowski, and the title is A Talmud Ace Tackles Thorny Issue of Net Neutrality. Now, what that tells me is they're going to shift the meaning of neutrality.
No. This is the horrible news. I've read the, quote, ruling, they call it an order of the FCC, and even Fox News got it right when they analyzed it. They say, we've got regulatory authority over the Internet, something the FCC's never had. They're just power grabbing it. And then they say we're going to protect net neutrality, but the fine print says they will allow companies to block or restrict or allow them to give more preferential treatment to certain sites. So that's the end of the Internet as we know it right there, the actual end of net neutrality. Very bizarre. Appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead. I want to move quick through them. 888-201-2244. I'm glad he brought up the FCC. That's something big that happened in 2010. It's now 2011. Hard to believe. Thank you for joining us on the first live transmission of the year. We're going to come back and take five or six more calls in the next segment, then five or six more after that, and then five or six more after that. Stay with us.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach, so you at what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting.
One big thing that happened in 2010 was the FCC did do the unthinkable. They declared regulatory jurisdiction over the internet. Not just over broadband internet transmissions, but even Forbes, the Associated Press, and many others. In fact, what's that publication you guys have got on screen? The headline is The FCC's Threat to Internet Freedom. I mean, that's the Wall Street Journal, The FCC's Threat to Internet Freedom. Net neutrality sounds nice, but the web is working fine now. The new rules will inhibit investment, deter innovation, and create a serious problem and a billable hour bonanza for lawyers. Well, it's more than that. I've read the, quote, FCC ruling. First off, the FCC has no jurisdiction over the internet, never has. Now they just say they do. It's kind of like the TSA. First, it's take your shoes off, your belt off, answer questions, go through a naked body scanner. Now we're going to pat you down, even if you go ahead and go through the scanner. Now we're going to go in your waistband. Now we're going to go all the way in your pants. Now we want a tissue swab. Oh, that's now being announced. Now we want to copy all your credit cards. We have that on video at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Big Sis photocopies credit cards, confiscates Christmas calendars. Oh, it's all confirmed. And the FBI can't do that. The FCC can't do that. The local police can't do that. How can they? They just created a new quasi-jurisdiction and are doing it outside of law. They're crazy. It's a power grab. How did Hitler do what he did? Nobody stopped him. So that happened this year, and the media spun it that, oh, they're going to protect net neutrality. They say we'll protect it by allowing companies to give preferential treatment to certain websites, how fast they can be visited. That's the end of net neutrality. This is very dangerous. Oh, man, I tell you. And now they're talking about trying to regulate satellite radio. You know, we're terrestrial. We're both satellite and AM, FM, internet, but you know, so we're under terrestrial rules, which is fine because I'm not a big potty mouth. All right, side issue. Let's just get to your phone calls as promised. Jason in New Jersey. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, TSA over the past year, they pulled out all the stops. I used to work for TSA. My best friend works for TSA now. And that thermos issue, I don't know if you've heard about the quote-unquote the thermos. They're taking precautions and everything else.
Yeah, they're always making something new that's bad to train everyone that they're guilty and evil. The average compartmentalized TSA worker doesn't know that. They're just brainwashed that are actually trying to fight terrorists. But, yes, now they're confiscating thermoses because they think bombs could be put inside the thermos area. And then a pilot a few weeks ago shot video that the regular airport workers can drive right through, wave a card, inside, go right in. But pilots who were trusted with the aircraft are having their genitals grabbed. And so Homeland Security raided the pilot and told him, we don't like your YouTube video. You made us look bad. So they're such thugs now that they raided the guy to make it look like he was a criminal, but all it did was blow up in their face. They're power mad.
Yeah, when I worked there, there was an issue because I'm a former Marine. So when I got involved in TSA about 5 years after it had started. So when I worked there, I would always, the first thing I did, once I started working there, I realized it was total BS. And I would always look around and point out security flaws That got me in trouble several times, and they ended up sending me off.
Yeah, because they don't. In fact, I've seen that in the news. In fact, they just had a former TSA boss blow the whistle. He was the boss over a whole airport. It was all over the news last week. We covered it here because he pointed out all the security problems, and they just fired him. But also now they're calling in TSA and saying, "Do you have a problem with putting your hands down people's pants? Do you have a problem with the radiation from these scanners?" And if you say yes, they give you a pink slip. So they're building an army of idiots. Anybody who's smart, they're running off.
I want people to know the kind of people that they have working there. For instance, my best friend's girlfriend is stupid. She's not smart at all, okay? She has a low-level high school education. They hire people out of the ghetto who don't have any kind of brains. And now she's a supervisor simply because she wears tight pants to work. And I know for a fact the questions that they ask, and they ask these questions for no reason whatsoever, because the question they ask on these exams and the tests and the interviews for promotions, this girl couldn't have possibly answered those questions. So you have, for instance, my best friend, who's a former Marine also, who took the same test. And he did her test for her. But she gets a supervisor position, and he doesn't.
Well, what they're doing is they're hiring the goonish type people who will just get off on the petty power and follow orders. I appreciate your call. Scary call. Gara in California, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Hi there. Gara with a G, Gara Schmidt. I'm a creative consultant. I'm a hardcore pro-life humanitarian warrior princess.
Well, Gara, it's good to have a warrior princess on with us.
That's right. At your service. Sir, I'm at the service of God. I'm at the service of my country.
Yes.
And of man. And of man worldwide.
All right, warrior awesome. Princess. What's on your mind in 2011? Good to have you here with us.
Alex, you are so hot, and it's great to be online with a
You mean hot politically. Well, the radio show is hot because it's real. What's on your mind? What do you think was important in 2010?
Oh, so very much. But, you know, most is that we've got a chance for humanity that in the eyes of millions, you know, is a hero. And what makes a hero is that it's someone that is able to make us all realize and articulate and decipher the deceit and of these self-exposing, self-admitting sadists, psychopaths, whether they're politicians or they're the media, they have a fool's fate before them, and they are baboons, and they are a horror and a curse and an embarrassment to the human species.
Yes, but we also are an embarrassment when we don't rise to the challenge and defeat them and allow this corruption to grow and grow and grow until the society goes into a nightmare, and that's called tyranny. And we're now going into tyranny by any benchmark, by any measurement, because we've been too passive as a whole. But now the awakening is happening, and it's very, very exciting. Gara, what are your predictions going into 2011?
My predictions are that we have victory, and our hope is really real. There is truth. Truth always reigns, and we need to get together and do creative ideas and never allow fear and doubt to come into our souls and our hearts and our minds, because we are on the side of the angels, and happiness is what we're good at.
No, Gara, you're right. You're right, and we don't have a choice. I mean, we know where tyranny goes. We've got to step up and say no now. Great talking to you. We're going to go to break here in a moment and come right back with Nick, Manny, Laura, Bob, Andrew, Tim, Henry, Garfield, coming up after the break. But I do just want to make this point. Folks, if we can get the general public to understand that we're losing our economy, we're losing our dignity, we're losing our freedom, we're losing our sovereignty because we've made sports number one, or we've made partying number one, or we've made making money number one, we have to come together for liberty or we'll lose it. We'll lose that engine of everything that we call prosperity. And if you simply see yourselves as leaders and start doing little things every day to awaken your friends, your family, your neighbors, and to take over your local towns and cities peacefully through the political process, there's no way we can lose. The truth will win. You just got to carry the ball. We'll be right back with your calls.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing, the way we've always done before. Look in the dark we follow, look at the leaders we follow, look at the lives.
Okay, I do have a bunch of economic, police, state, and military news I want to smatter in here, but let's continue with your calls, what you think was most important in 2010. Where you see things going in 2011. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Pennsylvania. Nick, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy, go ahead. You're on air.
First-time caller and long-time listener.
Welcome.
I just had 3 points to bring up. This morning, I found it kind of odd. I was watching some morning news TV here in Pittsburgh, and I was watching some business in Pittsburgh-type show. They had a goofy host on, and he actually brought on two members of the RAND Corporation, and they're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the RAND Corporation in Pittsburgh, and they have an office near the University of Pittsburgh. I just thought that was kind of odd because the first thing that popped into my mind was the average audience of this type of show is they had a lot of fluff news, but the average audience is not going to know who the RAND Corporation is. So I just thought that was
well, for those that don't know, it's been declassified, and I've also had people like Alex Abaya, researcher, the only person to ever be allowed by RAND into their annals. And we have that hour-plus special interview, video interview posted at PrisonPlanet.tv. Just went up about a week ago with Alex Abaya. He's also been a guest here, so people can search the archives for the audio interviews. But they brought him in because he'd written kind of establishment books in the past. But he discovered the world government was real. They planned to build up the world government, have the military-industrial complex take over the United States. And they do then want to have a limited nuclear war with China and Russia to totally destroy the political system of the United States to then bring in a hyper-police state. And RAND Corporation has written the federalization of law enforcement programs that we're going under, the threat fusion centers. They've developed more than any other company out there, almost everything that we live under today. And it is an extremely wicked organization, very evil, and openly so. And their mascot is a mushroom cloud. And they have that out front, their big California, Los Angeles headquarters, a giant steel mushroom cloud. And we've had our cameras out there to videotape it. But you tell the average yuppie that, they just giggle and laugh. They'd rather talk about, you know, the NFL or something. But this is what we're facing. It's what Eisenhower warned us about. It was the RAND Corporation-type people, people tied into it, with L.L. Limnitzer, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that came to Eisenhower and said, we want to bomb U.S. cities. We want to go ahead and have a nuclear war. We might even stage it ourselves and blame it on the Russians. And Eisenhower said, you're completely insane. And then he left office. Kennedy fired him when they came to Kennedy with the plan. And so, you know, they took care of Kennedy real well. But they've been planning this all along with their underground bases and the rest of it. And it's actually a genius plan from their perspective, because after the military-industrial complex either nukes us and blames it on the Russians and Chinese and then wipes them out, then they will emerge and rule the planet. But again, Alex Abaya was able to get into their own documents, and it's all true. Anything else, Nick?
Yeah, a couple more things. I'll go real quick. There's a parking for pensions kind of situation in Pittsburgh, and the mayor is kind of spearheading that.
Yeah, they're all raising hundreds of new taxes everywhere, which is impossible to ever pay off the fake derivatives debt, but they're telling everybody the increased taxes will ensure the economy when only writing off the trillions in derivatives will do that.
Right, and J.P. Morgan was actually considered for garage management. citywide.
Well, for those that don't know, instead of me interrupting, tell them about the latest program in your city.
I'm not really well versed on it. It's an ongoing thing in the Pittsburgh Post Gazette, but I don't really know what's going on. But I just once I heard J.P. Morgan was in the list of putting bids in to manage these city parking garages, I was just dumbfounded.
Yeah, but I want to hear about the program, because I've seen similar ones. I didn't see it in Pittsburgh, where they raise taxes and claim it's to shore up pension funds.
Right. They want to raise the parking leases, the garages that
sure.
lease the parking
mm-hmm.
spaces. And those go for, hundreds of dollars a month. And, they want to take that money over the next, I think it's 15 years.
Sure.
And they want to, subsidize.
No, it's called austerity, and it's in all the IMF and World Bank plans. And they always tell the countries, pass all these new taxes, hand over the Greek islands, raise your taxes, in Ireland, raise your taxes in the U.S. But none of that money is slated to go to actually pay down the debt. It's all a big fraud. Appreciate the call, Nick. Great points. Manny in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Happy New Year to you.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. God bless you, sir, and thank you for all the work you're doing. I'm a Lone Ranger out here in the city of hypocrisy, Hollywood. Actually, I just want to tell you about a couple of points. First one, something that developed in 2010 that didn't get a lot of attention, and that's this character, Nicolas Sarkozy.
Ah, France.
President of France.
Very wicked.
Yes. Yes, yes, this guy, he exiled 12,000 gypsies from France, claiming 20% of the crimes were because of them in Paris, and they were claiming that they voluntarily charted them on flights, claiming, that their camps were a magnet.
And then the video got released of them even beating up babies and beating women, and they were lying about it. And, of course, where did Hitler start out? He started out with the gypsies, and... See, that's the issue. You let one group have their rights violated that's unpopular, and tyrants always start with an unpopular group. Once they get away with that, they do it to everybody. And it's the same thing with the Muslims. Oh, we want to torture them. Yeah, that's okay. But then we learn homeland security is for everybody else. But please continue.
Yes, and... Yeah, you're absolutely right. French riot police were actually removing these families from their homes and crushing the so-called camps, and they were telling them not to return, giving them 270 euros.
And dragging small babies around on the ground. Yes, it's incredible video.
Yeah, it's terrible. And it didn't get a lot of play that much. It wasn't really talked about a lot on mainstream media. It's just
well, that's because Sarkozy's a liberal. Liberals don't do things like that. I mean, even Germany's been decrying what they're doing because of their history. And there's different groups of gypsies and organizations. And it is true that part of some of the gypsy code is that, you can basically rob anybody else that isn't a gypsy and it's okay. But a lot of cultures have that attitude. And that's what I would call kind of tribalism. I mean, look, Native Americans did a lot of great things. I admire about them. I've got some Native American blood in me. People are people. Humans act the same. But Native Americans were always raiding each other. I mean, Native Americans were always doing stuff like that. People always say, oh, the white man came and killed them all. Well, the white man did do some things that were bad. That's true. But I've read the history. Most of the time, it was one Native tribe coming and begging, please help me wipe out my neighbors. I mean, it's just people are people. Whether they're German, Chinese, Native American, we all do the same kind of stuff. We'll be right back with more calls. Manny, great hearing from you. Stay with us. Coming up in 2011, Congressman Daryl Issa says that Obama administration has been one of the most corrupt in recent history, and that he's going to go after him with oversight. Oh, kind of like George W. Bush protected Bill Clinton when he got into office in 2001, and how Nancy Pelosi and Obama had protected Bush and all the crimes that were committed under him. I'm talking about no-bid contracts. You can say, oh, I like illegal wars. I like lying about WMDs. I like torture. But what about What about the no-bid contracts and things like that? What about all the war profiteering? What about all the things that are confirmed? But the new Congress says it's setting its eyes on oversight and plans to repeal or challenge last year's health care overhaul. Well, you got a whole bunch of states lining up against it. You've already got federal judges ruling against it. But it doesn't matter. The bureaucracy's still implementing it. In fact, I've got reports here, and this isn't just my opinion. I've seen these reports over the years, over and over and over again. I've watched Tony Blair 4 or 5 years ago on C-SPAN in the House of Commons over and over again when I've watched it. One of the main questions that get thrown at prime ministers during prime ministers' questions, and I saw the same thing with Gordon Brown and now the new guy, the conservatives will get up and bring up, well, this lady had a brain tumor and you made them wait a year and a half and they died, even though the tumor was almost 100% operable if they were given a surgery in 2 months, but the waiting list. And I see the reports out of Europe every day, like this Mail Online story. Swede told he had cancer and forced to have his sexual organ amputated following a year of misdiagnosis. And it turns out they knew he had cancer. It happens over and over again under socialized systems. They just say, go home, go home, go home. And then you don't get the surgery. I mean, have you ever been to a Social Security office? You ever been to a government office, how horrible they are? Is this what you want with your health care? Look at this story out of the Sacramento Bee. Sacramento girl needed amputations after 5-hour wait at emergency room. She had flesh-eating bacteria. Big health care changes arrive in the new year, the Wall Street Journal reports. And who wrote the health care bill? Not some communist under a toadstool, not some bleeding heart who thinks they're going to get a free ride in life. No. The insurance companies on record wrote it. All right, let's go back to your calls. It's just sick. So we'll see what these Republicans do. Congress has the lowest approval rating in its history. And the good news is I'm already hearing Republican constituents getting angry that they made so many deals with Obama and the lame duck. And so within months of the Republicans getting in, if they don't deliver on everything they promised, you're going to see the same thing at the town halls with them being routed. And no amount of staged terror is going to get the public to go worship government anymore. Humpty Dumpty done fell off the wall, folks. People are waking up. Laura in Alabama, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Alex, I love you. You rock my world. You really do.
Oh, no, please, please. I mean, like Limbaugh says, just say dittos. I appreciate you. What's on your mind?
Well, I know you want to talk about the major things for 2010, but I just want to tell you, first of all, I had the recently had the opportunity to participate in a Boy Scout troop fundraiser where I could send popcorn to the troops overseas and include a personal note, which I told them, hey, check out Infowars.com and Prison Planet TV. And I also do this, and I know you're probably going to say, no, don't do that, but you can't stop me. And I use a big, fat Sharpie, and I write Infowars.com and Prison Planet TV on my Federal Reserve notes.
Well, I mean, it is a fraudulent debt instrument, not what this country had before 1913, and a lot of people are riding on their money, and the message is spreading, and it's really worrying the system. But at the same time, I mean, I think taking the instrument of our enslavement and turning it into an instrument of liberty is very effective. And I haven't seen anybody prosecuted for that, but they do have some cockamamie laws on the books. So I would tell folks publicly, you might not want to do that. But certainly I won't get too angry at you for that, Laura. Now, Laura, what do you think some of the most important things that happened in 2010 were?
Well, probably the thing that most of the fluoride heads know about is the TSA, but personally, I think the biggest issue is the GMO stuff that's going to kill everybody. And you know what? I don't understand why they don't just go ahead and kill everybody, and there'll be that much less people that they got to, like, put into the system, you know, and get
well,
our blood.
Well, ma'am, if they started flying around in helicopters tomorrow, which actually was leaked in 1999, that the military does have helicopters with nerve gas in them. The Texas Sunshine Project got those documents. The Marine Corps requested that they unpublish them, but it's still online at the Google archive. But they have helicopters with nerve gas, and they also have helicopters with just regular opiate knockout gas, but they estimate it would still kill a lot of people by fires and automobile accidents. So they're ready to fly over every city and knock everybody out or kill them. As crazy as that sounds, that's public information now. But it would be too obvious. They want a soft kill. The average military people are good men and women. They wouldn't know what they were part of. The average bureaucrats would finally wake up. They've got to slowly do this by stealth, because most of their people are compartmentalized and aren't aware of what's happening, Laura. Okay, now they are moving in the next 5 years to have most of the Air Force being drone or computer operated. And as they move to a more Skynet Terminator style system, it will allow the globalists to engage in these type of operations a little bit easier. If they do go with the Megadeth mass culling, the world without people scenario, which the UN and others do talk about, they'll release a super deadly version probably of the mouse pox that kills over 99%. It's almost 100%. It's like 99.8% in the studies that are public of mammals. They have to tailor it for the species. But a weaponized mouse pox or a airborne weaponized Ebola that'll kill over 90%, that's what they've been looking at doing. And then they'll say, oh, we don't know where it came from, or Al-Qaeda did it. And they have been putting this big police state and grid in place ahead of something like that. And so if that does unfold, remember, it's the eugenicist. Laura, great to hear from you. Keep it up. Bob in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. God bless you. I just want to thank you for letting me be on your show. Alex, I've been wanting to ask you this question for quite some time, because I know that you'll probably be able to have the answer for me. I've been awake personally for years, and on my mother's side of the family, I'm like you, Alex. My heritage goes back to the Mayflower. On my mother's side, I'm a pilgrim, and the downside of that is I've also found out that my uncle is a 33rd degree Scottish Rite Freemason. Now, he told me that he, got to the point where it was taking his oath or whatever, and he didn't go any further with it. I don't know. All I know is that when I told him that Queen Elizabeth, that we never really did get our independence, that Queen Elizabeth, Liz Windsor, a.k.a., Saxe Coburg Gotha, they are running the show. And ever since I told him that, he hasn't talked to me. He normally, gives me a call and says, happy birthday. He sends me a Christmas card. Ever since I mentioned that to him, first of the year, I've not heard anything from him.
Well, let me come back and try to answer your question. I appreciate your call, but the average Mason is not a bad person. But at the 33rd degree level, they are initiated that it is a Luciferian rite, and that Lucifer is the god they're worshiping. And that's in the books written by the top Masons, Albert Pike and others. So lower level Masons that don't know that, you should really find out the religion you're part of.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, it's the last segment. I want to jam in some calls and a few other news items, and I don't want to get off into Masons here because it won't do it justice, but perhaps I should do a whole hour sometime on the weekday show from 11 to 2 Central on this. I've had a lot of ancestors that were Masons. Our country, more than half the founders were Masons. And they were good men. There's different families of Freemasonry. It predates Christianity. So, of course, it's got Babylon mystery religion type stuff in it. It goes back to Egypt. Mathematics was incredibly valuable. Architecture was incredibly valuable information. And they had secret schools that would teach it. To make a long story short, that's how it started. Different varieties of it. But in the National Archives at the Library of Congress, just search George Washington Illuminati letters. You'll be at the National Archives. They're real letters. He's talking about the Illuminati taking over Scottish Rite Freemasonry. He was a Mason, fought tyranny, good guy. Now, you judge a tree by its fruits. You look at Masonic groups today, they're promoting police state DNA kits for kids, but they think it's good. That's because it's just like everything else. You got good Catholics out there, but the Pope's always promoting one world government and stuff. You've got good Protestants out there, but look at all these Protestant leaders supporting the police state. And Pat Robertson saying, you know, microchips aren't bad in your skin. I mean, I've got him on video. It's wickedness in high places. And here's a video of a Christian ministry online. A lot of good videos they put out. Outside a hospital, a Shriner's going in. That's the charity arm, the philanthropic arm of the Masons. And the guy's got his Mason hat for radio listeners. I'm describing it. And the guy says, "Do you worship Lucifer?" And the guy, by the time he turns his camera on, he says, "I am Lucifer." And so I'll go ahead and play that audio and video here right now. Now, they believe Lucifer and Jesus are one and the same. They don't think they're worshiping a guy in red pajamas. But the point is, that's what you learn in high-level Masonry, at least since the Illuminati took over. Here it is.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, is he the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the internet.
Oh, amen. God bless you, amen. Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're
about those hospitals?
That's enough. It goes on from there. You just can... What's the name of the video, Jaron? Want to give it out on air? Shriner praises Lucifer. You can put it at Infowars.com on the back of that and find it too, because we posted it many times. Look, I don't sit up here in judgment, okay? And I'm not... All I'm telling you is... Any organization that's secretive and you got to go up to secret degrees to find out who you're really worshiping, that's because they'd burn you at the stake for that stuff 500 years ago. And I'm not saying that's good either. I'm for religious freedom, okay? But let's get honest about what Masonry has certainly become. I've done some studying, and it may not have always been the way it is now. And your average porch Mason... Here's an example. I'm part of the show Decoded, an episode coming up on History Channel. But Mark Dice, he was in an episode about the Statue of Liberty, is an androgynous Lucifer figure, male and female. It's really a man in drag. It's more male than female. And it's got the seven horns. And the French who made it said that. And they make fun of Mark Dice on the show. And then at the end, they go talk to a professor, and he goes, "Well, it is Lucifer, but not the bad one they're saying." So, you know, that's the type of stuff going on. So I'm kind of a little apprehensive about the Bohemian Grove episode I'm in of that. But they seem like nice folks and nice crew. So we'll see what happens with all of that. But, you know, they go from denying they're worshiping Lucifer to going, "Yeah, we like Lucifer, but it's not the Lucifer you thought." But I want to say this. If the Masons aren't engines of New World Order, where are your fruits? Where are the cops that are Masons fighting tyranny? I mean, where are you defending the Bill of Rights and Constitution? Where are you? Because there's no doubt we're losing our freedoms. There's no doubt. And the average, you know, good old boy says, "Well, what do I have to worry about losing my freedom? What do I have to hide?" It's not that you have something to hide. It's that history shows 100% of the time you give up your liberties, you're going to get hurt real bad. See, tyranny's scary, ladies and gentlemen. And I know our regular audience knows that. But for new listeners out there, you know, this isn't fun what's happening. We got to turn the tide here. Andrew in New York. Andrew, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, for getting me on. I've been waiting for a long while right now. Now, I really want to talk about week first. I want to talk about what is going on in New York City about a school's chancellor being a CFR member. This is heartbreaking news. Let me go ahead and say it.
Okay, you're on air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
First of all, it's been a minute in the Examiner that Kathy Price, something with the Kathy, she was a CFR member who worked for corporations that financed Hitler during the 1930s in the Holocaust. And you can find this in many...
No, I know, but I mean, I don't know who you're talking about specifically, Andrew. I mean, there's over 5,000 members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the CFR at the top openly wants world government, openly wants the end of the U.S. Most of their 5,000 members, like Angelina Jolie, they're joining it because they really think they're helping people, just like, you know, a lot of other organizations. So, yes, the CFR did finance Hitler to a great extent, but that was back in the 30s with Prescott Bush and others. I think to say that CFR members today are all connected to the Holocaust, I don't think that's fair. I mean, was she alive in the 30s at the CFR, or is she a CFR member now?
She's a CFR member who worked with who was in corporations that financed Hitler. I meant financed Hitler.
What, Brown Brother Harriman and stuff?
Yeah, and Coca-Cola. And this is the mayor here in New York who is fighting against Coca-Cola, or is he really? Mike Bloomberg picked her, and the judge obviously confirmed her.
What, I mean, and I appreciate your call, Andrew. We got to move quick, but the same Mike Bloomberg that while the unions are on strike, babies are being born in doorways and dying over 9 hours, of the same Mike Bloomberg who nationwide is pushing to ban the Second Amendment, who's getting ready to run for president, who makes Al Gore look like a conservative, the same Michael Bloomberg who's a globalist, you mean that guy? What a nightmare. Tim in Tennessee. Tim, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good afternoon. Anyway, Rand Paul, that's all I want to say.
Rand Paul got elected this year despite the media's full court press smear machine. That shows the establishment dinosaur media is out of bullets.
That's right. And having people like Slick Willie going and promoting his crap, trying to down Rand Paul, and he failed. That was a victory for us.
Absolutely, because 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, the full media claiming that Rand Paul was a vampire, that he hurt women, you know, that he was a Chinese jet pilot from Mars, all of that ridiculous stuff blew up in their face. And now when the media attacks you, it's a badge of courage. They've lost credibility. They've lost the initiative. You're awesome. I'm going to end. I want to go to Harry in Canada and Garfield in Texas and people in South Dakota and you name it. But let's go to Garfield real fast in Texas. Garfield, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex, or evening.
Welcome, Garfield.
Yeah, I just want to say that InfoWars and the Money Bomb was one of the best things in 2010, and it's going to be one of the best things in 2011. And I'm an InfoWar evangelist, and I've turned a lot of people on to InfoWars, and you're well-known in South America, I'll have you know. Even though you don't have a Spanish,
translator.
Yeah.
We need one. If we had the money or if somebody volunteers, we'd do it. But I know a lot of people take our films and translate them into Spanish, Chinese, Russian, German, you name it, Japanese. And I know a lot of folks are translating the show. And people in Latin America, they've already experienced the big central banks raping them. So they really get it. It's very exciting.
Yeah, that would be off the Richter. They're welcoming that alternative media news source InfoWars with the open arms down there. As a matter of fact, that helped out with that pandemic thing. I think the Minister of Health was listening to your show.
Well, I know transcripts of this show have been in hundreds of Latin American newspapers. It's very exciting. God bless you. I'm out of time. I'll try to get to everybody tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. InfoWars.com is the website. Great job, crew. It's great to be here with you live in 2011. Let's bring down the New World Order in 2011 or get a good start on it.